You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the National Party.
Welcome back to The Wire. Earlier this month, the government announced plans to revisit a development at Waikerea Prison in Waikato. Originally proposed under the 2017 Labor government, the plan to add new beds was delayed due to COVID-19 complications. Corrections Minister Mark Mitchell says the development will continue past Labor's initial plan, with an overwhelming message from the National Party that the prison population should and will increase. In our weekly catch-up with the National Party's Katie Nimmin, we speak about the prison development and corrections funding in advance of this week's budget announcements. So just to start us off this morning, we'll be talking about the $1.9 billion investment into corrections and prisons. How much of this $1.9 billion is going towards the Waikerea prison development?
We've got $78 million going into the extended rehab programs for prisoners on remand, and so the rest is going toward 685 correction staff, pay increases for staff, and that 810 bed extension. So, we haven't sort of broken it down within that remaining sort of $1.1 billion. But, you know, that's really important operational decision for how that is broken out by corrections.
Should we expect a more specific breakdown in the budget or further along as something done by corrections?
Oh, well, typically that's an operational decision for corrections, but, you know, it's two more sleeps until budget, so if we are to see a breakdown, that's when we'll see it. But ultimately, I mean, for a lot of these things with the extension of Waikerea, it's not always easy to know exactly how much that's going to cost in the outset, but, you know, knowing that we've got $1.9 billion going towards improvements in corrections is a really important message to share with New Zealand.
With the amount of beds in the prison, it's been a little bit unclear because there was the announcement of 810 new beds, and then it was unclear whether that was including the 600 in the previous plan by Labor or on top of the 600. But regardless of the number of beds, I guess, this is either a total of 800 or 1,400 new beds. Are we aiming to have 1,400 or 800 more people in prison?
Look, I can clarify that for you. So that 810 beds is on top of the 600 beds that are underway that come online next year. So there is an existing prison at Waikerea that has 455 beds. So in total, once we've added the 810 on top of the 600, there's going to be a capacity of over 1,800 prison beds. And look, the intention is never to fill every single space, but I think what we're not going to be doing is exactly what Labor did do, which is trying to reduce the prison population actively by 30%. We want to reduce the number of victims of violent crime. Inevitably, there will be an increase of people who are going to prison. What we don't want to have is, there's no room for them, so we can't send them to prison. And so I think this is a very important step for us to take.
But with the room, the corrections data shows that there are currently empty beds, and Minister Mark Mitchell pointed out as such in this address. So are we aiming, I guess, to have an increased incarceration rate or more people sort of put into prison than under the previous government?
Oh, well, look, if I tell you, like I said before, we are not aiming to reduce the prison population like the previous government. So, of course, there will be a difference in prison population. We are getting rid of the overzealous, sentence reduction and discounting program, as well as that, and reintroducing the three strikes law. Inevitably, there will be an increase. But the most important thing for us is not being in a position when our focus is to reduce the victims of violent crime, that we have prisons with nowhere to put additional people. And so while there may be a few beds available at the moment, we need to make sure we have the capacity so we aren't in a position where we're putting people's lives at risk.
I guess my question to the government would be, why are we focusing on prisons to habitate these criminals rather than focusing on the root causes of what might cause these people to do crimes? Why are we spending $1.9 billion on that rather than things like poverty or unemployment?
Well, look, let's put it this way. Fixing the root cause doesn't keep the person safe tomorrow or yesterday. Our sole focus in this situation is keeping Kiwis safe, and part of that is investing heavily in our correction system. You know, yes, absolutely, we want to address those root causes, and that's our social investment program, along with any other benefits to social investment. But ultimately, those people out there committing crimes today and tomorrow and next week, you can't solve those root causes in that time, and so we have to address both ends of the situation. And, you know, ultimately we are working very hard to keep Kiwis safe. We've got to focus on the victims, and that's what hasn't been done, and that's what we will be doing.
Yeah, moving along, there's concerns that, especially given over 400 vacant positions in corrections that were revealed earlier this year, that there won't be enough people to staff existing vacancies in prisons. With frontline workers already discussing staff shortages, how will a new development affect the workload for corrections staff?
So look, what I think is really important to say is that $1.9 billion package, once that $78 million that goes towards the rehab program for prisons on remand, the rest is going to 695 correction staff and pay increases for existing staff, as well as that 810 bed extension. So it's very important to realise that this is not just a physical infrastructure investment. This is also for the system, for the sector itself. You know, it's very important to make sure that that's really clear. And so we obviously need to make sure what we are doing is investing in the front line. It's not just about that physical infrastructure.
You mentioned also the government committing just under $80 million out of the total $1.9 billion, which is just over 4%, to rehabilitation services. Do we have any idea what these services might look like in practice?
Well, look, again, that's an operational decision for corrections, but for us, the purpose and the aim for us is about making sure we're not wasting the years that people, in some cases it is years, that people are in remand. Our system, and, you know, this is an unfortunate hangover of the previous government, that our court system is very slow. We are working really hard to address that, but in the meantime, we have prisoners in remand that are currently not able to access rehabilitation services. So this is something very important for us to address. This is what we're working on. We need to make sure that there is a program that allows those prisoners on remand to start undertaking that rehab service, so we're not delaying their recovery and their help back into society. And so then while we're working on speeding up the court process, we are actually doing a lot more to help those that are currently sitting in prison, absolutely doing nothing.
Could more funding have been allocated to these rehabilitation services? Obviously, $80 million is a large amount, but out of the larger $1.9 billion, you know, it doesn't seem, it's a pretty small amount comparatively. I guess, are we underfunding something that you say is so important here?
Well, I think just to remember that this is just for prisoners on remand, not for prisoners in general. This is for prisoners that have yet to go through their court process, yet to be sentenced. So, you know, I think in relative terms, it's a considerable amount, and it's going to go a long way to making sure, because at the moment there is nothing. So $78 million compared to zero is considerable. And to remember and to remind those listening, this is not for all prisoners in remand, undergoing rehabilitation. It's just prisoners in remand. And so I think that's a really important reminder. This is an important program because at this point in time, they are not getting any kind of rehabilitation at all. And so, look, those are, in some cases, up to 2 years of wasted time in prison where we could be doing some good rehabilitation work, and that's exactly what we're doing.
That was the National Party's Katie Nimmin speaking to me about the Waikerea prison development and corrections funding.
That was our weekly chat with the National Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.